Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 186. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, guys?
Nothing. I thought I was supposed to say creeped out for some, I think I had like a stroke.
Sounds like you had a stroke. Nate, what's going on with him over there?
That's right.
Middle-aged and creeped out. Wait, no, Sean, that's the regulars, and that's at the end.
You guys, I was going to say, you doing all right, but I'm kind of worried.
Yeah, eager beaver.
I'm fine. I think he's struggling.
Well, you know what made my head spin? Nate was giving us a tutorial on the soundboard,
mm-hmm.
The mixing board.
And I'm still confused.
But are you? Oh, I had. Oh, I
you,
totally
you got it down.
No, not even for a second.
I was there until you said first.
First, I know take the, this. I know that's the main volume. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's
light,
are you watching the lights voice
twinkle?
Over there?
Yeah, the lights twinkle. I like watching myself when I'm. Hello. Yep. See, it just went. Yeah, I'm yeah, mesmerized by the lights. Oh, look, two levels of green went that one time. Da 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 dee 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 da. All right. Oh, look, there it did it again.
Do you think it's funny?
Creepies, don't laugh.
It's taken us all this time to be like, hey, Nate, how do you do what you do? It's still magic to me. But
It is. It's sorcery.
Science.
It's sorcery.
Science.
Oh, well, hey, let's get right into it. We had a fun episode we just recorded for a full, and let's get into this mini.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, what are we going to talk about?
Well, this is Nate's choice, and it is the Red Onion Saloon. And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Excellent. You have a foundation?
I do. It is the Red Onion Saloon. Is a historic saloon and brothel museum in Skagway, Alaska. After the gold rush, the building served many purposes, but the upstairs brothel rooms were never touched. Today, the staff dresses up as working girls from the late 1900s, serving food, drinks, and offering tours. Some people from the past have never left.
Let's Ooh. Go.
Da, da, da.
Oh, I'm. Hey, put this on the list.
Skagway.
I think that was. What was that again? Skagway.
Skagway.
Yeah, not Scallyway. Skagway, Alaska. Nate.
I saw one.
It's a unique name.
It is a unique name.
Did you guys watch any of the videos of like how they operate there? And I know it's a museum.
No, just read a bunch of articles. But in
some of those the ladies of the night, or whatever you want to call them, I guess of the day or night. But there was one. There was
ladies of the afternoon.
Super. That's kind of because the
afternoon
one,
delight.
One was you know, she was totally in character, and she said something, and she was like. You know, promoting people. Getting some food and drink and having a nooner. And I was like, whoa, like, okay. But I'm like, do you think they still have that term back then? I'm like,
nooner or sooner.
Nooner.
That's what we say at work.
She's talking about a hamburger.
Talking about a drink.
Right, yeah.
Oh, man.
You want to start this one over?
No, that's okay. That's all right. The Red Onion Saloon was built during the height of the Klondike Gold Rush in 1897. It opened as a brothel in 1898. Did I say 1898? Yeah. Mm-hmm. To serve lonely miners who could use a little female companionship after a hard day's labor. Captain William Moore, the founder of Skagway, personally cut the planks for the brothel. The rooms for the working girls were upstairs. There were 10 small rooms, or in parentheses, cribs, in total, and each room had several doors in case a quick exit was necessary. Huh.
Vamos.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
Yeah, the brothel had a interesting way of showing if a girl was available for work or not. They used 10 dolls, which resembled the 10 prostitutes.
Oh my.
If a customer picked out a girl, the doll resembling her was laid down.
Oh, God.
This meant Jeez. That the girl was unavailable. If the job had been done, the doll was seated upright again.
Oh.
That's creative.
Hey, we didn't write this. We didn't.
No.
We didn't
Makes sense,
this.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Lydia was one of the most.
Oh, Mary's not available. I'll wait
until her doll comes back up. Oh man!
Wow, that's quick already.
Lydia was
all right. Let's settle down.
Lydia was one of the most well-known prostitutes there, apparently, or at least that we know about. Anyway, she among the reported hauntings. Lydia, a former prostitute, is particularly notable. Visitors have reported hearing footsteps and smelling a strong scent of perfume, which they believe to be signs of Lydia's presence. Additionally, there have been sightings of her apparition, especially in the upstairs area, and she is known to be fond of plants in the saloon, often seen watering them.
Mm.
Thanks, Lydia.
The ghost of Lydia, huh?
Yeah. She's making sure that she earns her keep.
Yeah, I guess so. Said the police. Wow. The police were even called to check up. I'm sorry. Let me read that again. The smell of her perfume sometimes lingers in certain cold spots. Once there was a great disturbance on the upper floor, the police were even called to check up on it. When they approached the stairs, they saw a female figure running down the hall in the direction of the room, which once belonged to Diamond Lil. Lydia was most likely seeking protection with her madam. Oh.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, this place has been many things.
Yeah, what?
Popular dance hall.
Mm-hmm.
Army barracks, a bakery, a laundry shop, a union hall, a gift shop, and even a television station. But now it operates as a saloon again and brothel museum.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a restaurant. They said the bar is still the same way that it would have been back in the day, just to keep it. They want to keep that atmosphere and that feel of like what it would have been like back in the day.
Speaking of Diamond Lil, I like that name. Diamond Lil. She is a former madam who doesn't feel like moving on. She still keeps an eye on the Red Onion Saloon and its staff. She makes herself known to male guests only. They claim they feel hands on their legs and hear soft whispers in their ears. Oh.
Hmm.
Diamond Lil making the moves on the guys.
There are at least three entities at the Red Onion Saloon. Two women and a malevolent male spirit.
Mm.
The identity of the two women has been established, but it's not clear who the male entity is. The unknown male is not a friendly spirit. He brushes roughly past employees and guests, and he tends to move certain objects the staff needs to do their job. Keys and expensive drinks tend to disappear and later reappear in strange places.
Oh.
That might be fun.
I say we go here.
Yeah.
All the way up to Alaska.
Did it say if they still have the, like, or at least versions of the dolls? Like, I know there was a doll system or whatever, but.
I haven't seen anything.
I can't. I think that would probably be a little much.
Did you say, Nate, that it was used as army barracks?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I sure did. Okay. You weren't listening, were you?
What's that?
what's she talking this ear, right?
I was listening, but I don't remember army barracks. That's probably the first thing you said.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
One of them.
All right. Just checking. Just making sure.
This says that Lydia, a little bit more about her. Lydia's life is not fully known to us. But it's likely she faced many of the same challenges and tough choices that many women in her situation experienced. Working in a brothel during this time was hard, and these women didn't have many other options for work. Tragically, Lydia's story takes a dark turn. It's believed that she met her end within the walls of the Red Onion Saloon, with some accounts suggesting she took her own life. No one knows for sure what happened, but many speculate that Lydia contracted a venereal disease, a considerable risk for women in her line of work during that era. Faced with the stigma and the limited medical treatments available at the time, Lydia's despair may have led to her death.
Mm.
Wow. If you're there and you want to take one of the tours, you certainly can do that. But you can also go with a quickie 15-minute tour through the museum.
Oh, I was like, Nate.
Dot, dot, dot.
Nate, I thought we weren't doing that anymore.
I like what they did there.
Oh, I like it too. Good little use of wordage there. In the 1970s, William Doyle Dean and Billy Joe Richards were two chefs employed by the Red Onion. They lived above the restaurant, sharing all of their time together. One evening during the break, the two got into a heated argument and Dean grabbed a large kitchen knife, stabbing Richards in the chest. The fight began in the kitchen but ended up traveling out to the alley behind the restaurant. Billy Joe Richards died in a pool of blood on the ground, and William Doyle Dean was arrested for murder and sent to prison. Wow. That's a brutal fight there. And then it said about a decade ago, a woman hired to clean the bar in the mornings kept having experiences where she would see footsteps on her freshly mopped floor. After remopping, the footsteps would reappear again and again. She also reported seeing a man in the back of the kitchen out of the corner of her eye. Said, could this possibly be the spirit of the murdered Billy? Who knows? Could be.
That Lydia is seen often in full apparition, often wearing a long dark dress, typical of the late 19th century. It is all, sometimes at night, sometimes during the day. It's said that she touches people, but she also likes to hide objects. And it said that Lydia isn't the only ghost to haunt this location. Another well-known figure in the tales is Diamond Lil, who was a madam at the saloon. Her presence is known for more direct interactions, especially with male guests. People often have reported feeling a mysterious touch or hearing whispers, just like you were talking about. That's how she likes to make her presence felt. Then there are stories of a less known, malevolent male spirit that adds an eerie dimension to the saloon. Unlike the benign encounters with Lydia and Diamond Lil, encounters with this spirit tend to be more unsettling. His unpredictable actions range from playful to downright unnerving. Staff and visitors have talked about feeling an oppressive atmosphere and noticing bizarre occurrences like objects moving on their own. Tools, keys, and even personal belongings of the staff and guests have been found in strange places or otherwise tampered with without any explanation as to how they got there. No one knows who this male spirit is. Unlike Lydia and Diamond Lil, whose histories are somewhat known, this spirit's past and reasons for haunting the saloon remain unclear. Together, these ghostly residents, Lydia, Diamond Lil, and the unknown male spirit, create a chilling atmosphere that draws both visitors and ghost hunters. Each spirit brings its own story and way of interacting with the living, playing a big part in the Red Onion Saloon status as a must-visit destination for anyone interested in haunted locations and their histories, and we are totally down.
I got a little bit more backstory.
Uh-oh.
The building was kind of slapped together, and when so many people began to move to Skagway, the owner decided to move it 4 blocks closer to the rail depot to attract more customers. They hoisted it up onto rolling logs and pushed it with a single horse and crew of men. Once the building was placed in the new spot, the team realized they had the whole thing backwards. Instead of rolling it around to face the other way, they just sawed off the front and back, switched them, and nailed the whole thing back together. The cut lines are still visible today. The two-story building had a saloon and dance hall on the first floor and the brothel up the stairway to heaven on the second floor. Men would come into the saloon, head over to the bar, again, find 10 dolls on display, each representing a woman working at the time. If the doll was laying down, the woman was busy with another customer. If the doll was standing up, then $5 in gold would buy 15 minutes of her time. Interested buyers would select a doll and head upstairs to meet the woman in one of the crib rooms. He would pay the woman, and she would drop the gold down a copper tube system into a safety deposit box. The whole business was overseen by a madam and a crew of bouncers. Only around 8% of the total population of Klondike during the gold rush were women. In Skagway, there was a high turnover rate for prostitutes, and there were about 300 serving over 15,000 men.
Goodness sakes.
Yikes.
I was going to say busy bees, but that's not even close to that's not even close to accurate.
Wow. Anything else?
Cool.
I've got a story. But if you got, go ahead, Sean.
I was just going to say, they're talking about like different paranormal investigations they did, and it says a historian from Skagway who knows a lot about the saloon did an investigation, spent many nights, and heard footsteps upstairs where the quote-unquote cribs, like you're talking about, are located, where all the business was done, right? His EMF detector, which is usually for finding electrical problems, showed higher than normal readings in those rooms, even though there's no electrical equipment there. Visitors to the saloon often tell their own spooky stories to the staff. For example, one tourist felt the temperature drop suddenly in one of the upstairs rooms. She also felt something touching her shoulder, but she turned around, no one was there. In another case, a staff member was locking up for the night and heard piano music coming from inside. Thinking someone just stayed or must have stayed behind, they went to check it out. But when they got to the piano, the room was empty and the piano was closed.
Oh,
right.
Good creepy story.
Either of you mentioned John, the apparition?
Hey, John? Oh, no.
There's... I talked about Billy and the other guy.
Okay. This might be the angry ghost haunting there. Watch out for yourself if you ever find yourself up in Skagway in the Red Onion Saloon. There's a malevolent male ghost that employees call John.
Oh.
He roams the place, causing no end of trouble for the staff and sometimes guests. You'll know he's around if you catch a whiff of horrendous body odor.
Oh.
Red onion.
Oh.
Oh.
Or if he decides to simply shove you down a flight of stairs. He'll also fling open doors of rooms, staff. Reads weird. He'll also fling open doors of rooms on staff. I'm going to add that too. While they are changing. The story among employees is that John is a former bouncer who was stabbed to death by a prostitute who got fed up with his constant harassment.
Hmm. Oh, John.
Sounds like John.
Yeah, he's...
That'd be scary.
John
changing
was a John.
Clothes and also... Door flings open.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hello.
No kidding. Yeah, those are good stories.
I was at a hotel one time and room service did that, or not, the maid did that to me one time.
Oh, wow. There you go. Hello.
Yep. Saw everything.
Did you say, I was in the pool? I was in the pool.
Oddly enough, that's where it came from.
Significant shrinkage. Oh, my
gosh.
This
might be the best mini ever. or the worst.
Anytime I can get a Seinfeld reference in there.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel's like, did she see anything? It's like, yeah, she saw it all.
Oh, yeah. I was out there and loving every minute. Oh, I'm going to read this here. More about the madam.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Although there are no official records of the account, stories have been passed down for over a century about the madam who ran the brothel in the upper levels of the Red Onion, being brutally murdered. Some claim to have seen a woman of the era hanging around the bar. A bouncer for the bar reports being alone in the building on several occasions. When he would go down to the basement for supplies to restock the bar, he would hear someone walking around upstairs, quickly running back up to the main floor to see who it was. He would find the bar empty. Could it be the madam downstairs for a drink to scope out potential customers for her illicit business? Maybe, maybe not.
How do you scope that out, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have a pulse? Yep, you could be a customer.
There you go. Pretty much.
All right.
You got money? All
right. Yeah, right.
Anything else on the Red Onion?
This We're is a good... We're going.
Oh, I like this place.
Yeah. Has some good good haunted activity and probably some good food. And yeah. I can see the brothel museum.
Can you imagine, like, I don't know. I can't imagine living in that time period and then having to do some of the things that they had to do.
Oh, I know.
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be fun to check out, though.
I know it's history.
Yeah, that's right. We kind of jazzed it up a little bit.
We did jazz it up a bit. I don't know. It probably didn't need any jazzing up.
No. Well, good. I think the creepies are going to enjoy that topic. Nate, can you help us out?
If you ever get in a situation where you smell onions, put your arms down. That's a wrap.
That sounded gross. the guy with body odor, and you said red onion. Like,
phew!
Ooh, man, yikes. Start crying and the smell.
My eyes water.
Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 186 and our discussion on the Red Onion Saloon. So until next time, we will talk to you later.
Smell you later.
See ya.